Today on the Trendy 55 Hot Seat, we're joined by one of our regulars, Dan Williams, the MLA for Peace River, who's also got a new title nowadays. He's the new Minister of Mental Health and Addictions for the province of Alberta. I guess the first question for you here, Dan, is how does it feel, I guess, sort of being named to the position and your role now as being a cabinet minister here?
Well, I'm very happy to be able to be advocating at the cabinet table for my constituents, not just in caucus, but also, Alberta is going through the same kind of crisis the rest of the provinces are across Canada. But we have an addiction crisis, and it's a real pandemic, and it's very, very difficult for family members, individuals who are struggling with this, our friends, and those we love. And we have to push back against this federal liberal plan to just put dollars for drugs and dump it into our communities. That's only going to make things worse. So Alberta is taking a different approach, and I'm very glad to be the minister where we get to show true compassion, where we're going to be trying to deal with the difficulties of addictions by getting people treatment, getting them into recovery so they're no longer addicted, by building recovery centers, by working with our partners, we can introduce the Compassionate Intervention Act, and eventually we're going to work at this so that we can deal with those individuals struggling with addiction and get them the help they need and deserve. But also we're going to be dealing with the question of public safety at the same time, making sure communities are safe, livable places, like Alberta has been for me growing up, the greatest place to play, work, and raise a family. And I want to be able to say that for generations to come. So this addiction and mental health piece is very important to that. And the fact that the premier's asked me to lead is very flattering, and I hope I can do my job and live up to the task, because it's a big task in front of us.
And on the mental health side of things, I kind of know from some personal experience myself that, you know, trying to access mental health resources, whether it's here in Peace River or in some other smaller communities around the province, can be a bit of a challenge sometimes with the, you know, with like waiting lists and just sort of availability of those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. What kind of things are you kind of hoping to see when it comes to making some more of those resources, you know, kind of more accessible for people out there?
Well, I know exactly what you mean. I have family members and people close to me also trying to access mental health supports, and it's incredibly difficult, especially in the north, across all of Alberta. And one of the things I'm hoping, and we're waiting to get our mandate letters, and when I get that letter, hopefully, I'm hoping, Kyle, we can speak again. I can tell you a bit more about my plan of action going forward. But once I have direction from the premier, a lot of these resources aren't under the Department of Mental Health and Addiction, but is AHS still delivering them? And I'd like to have more say in how we can serve our community members across the province, and especially in the north, to get access to those services. Of course, human resources and staffing is always difficult, especially in the north. So it's going to take a tailored response specific to our communities to recruit and retain the professionals we need so that we can get those services.
And one thing I find kind of interesting about sort of the mental health and addictions kind of side of things, there are some kind of effects on sort of other areas, like certainly you've mentioned addictions and the sort of effects on crime, especially that we've seen around here. Certainly mental health plays a role in like the education side of things for children nowadays. Like, you know, how many different areas can really mental health addictions sort of affect in sort of other aspects of sort of how the province works here?
Well, it's permeated every aspect of our life. Having healthy communities mean we have to have healthy and well ordered lives, and our families and every institution, whether it be government or the family itself, is predicated on people living healthy spaces in their lives. And so the consequences of getting this right is really big. And I hear families all the time in my short week and a half that I've been appointed, already people reaching out saying this is so important. Such an important file, both on the addiction side, which is literally life and death for many, many families, but then also on the mental health side, where it could be something like anxiety or depression, or it could be something even more grave that needs to have mental support, needs to have clinical and medical supports as well. So it's an important file for us, and I'm glad to see that Conservatives 4 years ago created in Alberta for the first time the Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addiction, and this premier has seen fit to make sure it's elevated to a full ministry and given it the important responsibilities and that it deserves to make sure that we're looking after these issues. So it's really multifaceted and touches every aspect of our life and every aspect of our public policy.
And I guess with you now being in that sort of minister spot here with this file, what are some kind of, I guess, sort of long-term goals when it comes to mental health addictions and improving that? What are kind of some of the kind of goals you got for the portfolio here?
Well, I say one of the biggest things I want to do is introduce the compassionate intervention legislation that is going to allow us to be able to deal with folks for who are struggling with mental health and addiction and be able to bring them into care, because it's not compassionate at all to do what the federal government's proposing and is doing in places like Ontario and BC, pumping our communities full of very powerful opioids, making addiction more widespread, and not saving or helping any lives. And so that's number one. And to do that, there's a lot of work we need to do. We've invested hundreds of millions of dollars into these recovery centers so that we can deal with recovery and start bringing people out of their addiction. And obviously, we're going to be waiting for the mandate letter from the premier for details on the direction we should be going. But I can tell you right now that this is going to be a huge push for us as a province to get people the help they need and to be able to use that compassionate intervention as a tool to not only help those individuals that are affected, but also help our communities with safe, livable spaces as well.
And finally, here are the Trendy 55 Posse. We always like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show that these politicians are, in fact, people too. And, you know, we're coming up on summertime here, and a lot of people around the province have different places they like to travel to. What about with you? I know you're going to be kind of busy with this new role here, but what's kind of on the kind of the travel itinerary for your summer here?
Well, I'm going to be staying close to home, hopefully, spending some time at the jet boat races this year in Peace River. Obviously, the rodeo circuit between the North Peace Stampede and High Level at Manning. I'm going to see if I can get out to Harmon Valley as well for the rodeo there. So spending a lot of time close to home and trying to enjoy as much of the beautiful Peace Country summer that we get. It literally is no better place in the world that I can think of than North Peace Country on a long summer evening, enjoying time with family and friends, either by the river or out camping, or visiting folks. So I'm looking forward to getting some rest time between weekends.
We'll certainly let you get to that. Dan Williams, Peace River MLA and the province's Minister for Mental Health and Addictions, thanks for joining us here today.
Awesome. Thanks, Kyle.